With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary K. Hey everyone, this is Gary K, and welcome to another ISE 2025 edition of my Rants and Raves video cast. Today I'm joined with Quentin Esterhuizen, who is the product management lead for the Google Meet hardware product line. You guys have had a fantastic 2 years. The last 2 years have been giant for your team.
Definitely. We've had quite a lot of launches. We're really excited about the space. We're growing. Really excited about it.
Yeah, and I, obviously at ISE, you're gonna have your own booth in Hall 2, booth N700. You sort of have a unique guaranteed audience, because everyone under the age of, say, 35 grew up on Google Docs and Google products, and my kids, you know, in school, I mean, like, it was just part of their everything, like kind of like it was for me for Microsoft and Apple maybe before that. You've got this like built-in audience, and really y'all have, I think, not just surpassed, you know, kind of saturated that segment of the market, but you've really gone into a more professional space than I think any of us kind of expected. Do you agree with that, or am I kind of underestimating it?
I think you're definitely spot on in that characterization. So Workspace, like, people grew up with Google tools and Gmail and things of that, and its prolific nature. So we have a lot of brand recognition and penetration for that. And in the enterprise space, you're exactly right. We've really gotten a lot of success with our Workspace productivity set. We definitely have a lot of the cloud infrastructure as well with Google Cloud, but focusing here a lot more on the productivity suite. And again, to your point, like, it's actually proven very successful and is well received in the industry, especially in enterprise customers, everything from small startups, web techs, things like that, to much more established industries are really adopting Workspace, and it's doing well for us.
Yeah, and what's interesting about it is anytime I ever have a video call with a tech startup, it is always on Google Meet. It's 100% of the time it's on Google Meet. So you definitely own that space. So when I come into your stand at ISE 2025, what am I going to be greeted with? What are you focusing on?
So there's actually a lot that's happening on our stand. We've got some of the Chrome team there. We'll actually have the Starline team there as well, which is going to be really exciting for us overall. And then the areas that I'm really, and my team's really responsible for, we're going to be showcasing a whole bunch of cool stuff around Google Meet specifically. Everything from a big focus on Gemini and how we make sure the meetings are much more productive and you can stay focused on the meeting and delegate the details. Even all the hardware pieces as well that my team is much more specifically intimately involved with, showcasing our other cool features like dynamic layouts and tiles that really keeps the focus on the people you care about most in the meeting.
And what do you feel like this, what is Google's philosophy with regard to, you know, back to work? Because you have kind of, you more than any other platform already have cloud-based tools that can be used anywhere. I think you started from the very beginning that way. So I feel like for you, it's easier for anyone to use and work anywhere and still have the same experience. I feel like even though you were later to the room game, you caught on quickly because you had so many of these young millennials and Gen Z users that were already there in the Google Cloud ecosystem, for lack of a better term. Is that true, or you know, where do you stand? Where does Google stand? They want everyone back in a room. They want them in a meeting room, or where you see this falling out?
No, we really value the flexibility of different companies and different organizations' culture, right? Because in the current space, there's a variety of different places. Some people need to go back in 5 days a week. Some bosses are very remote. Some are very much in between. It's in constant evolution and flux in that space. And we really want to meet the users where they're at. So that's why, to your point, Gary, like, we have a very web-centric viewpoint of how we want to have our tools. You don't have to install any clients. You don't have to manage any of those packages. You can just seamlessly go to Google, like meet.google.com, and have a meeting instantly. Then for those rooms, we originally had this very well-defined, robust ecosystem of Chrome-based devices, but we've really expanded with Android because we know that many more customers that are trying to come to Workspace need the flexibility of using existing hardware. So that's how we've basically married the path of that easy access on the web and now bringing more choice and flexibility for the people who do need rooms. And when they do need to have people come back to the office, we have more hardware choices than we've ever had before.
Okay. And you kind of, and I want to, you know, tease one thing, because you went over it really quickly. I think one of the big draws to your booth is going to be Starling, right? I mean, that's going to tell us a little bit about that and sort of where that is right now, because, you know, I saw it, I don't know, 2-3 years ago, and I was like, whoa, this is like wild. And it went away for a while. And all of a sudden, about 6 months ago, I saw an announcement that it's back.
Yeah, so I have to be still somewhat limited on information here. That's a different team. But yeah. It is very much a really innovative way of having a meeting experience. It's this very immersive 3D-like experience. And yeah. Even describing that as such doesn't do it quite justice.
Yeah.
And I'll leave you and anyone watching this with a lot of teas. And here is like, it's really worthwhile going to go see it.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that you'll see more and more of these type of trade shows, that experience will be much more accessible moving forward. But it's really one of those things that I'm intentionally keeping the description short, because it's once you see it, you understand it.
Yeah.
And it's a real tough challenge to really articulate it. So hence, I'd rather just keep the teaser off. Just come and see it to believe it.
Well, I mean, it's a great reason to go by your booth. I mean, I will say that. I mean, you should absolutely go to Hall 2, booth N700, because that'll be the way in. But then, of course, see all the other Google Meet products and solutions and software and cloud-based solutions. It all starts with the cloud. Quentin, I really appreciate this. I'm really impressed with all that y'all are doing right now. And I'm excited to come to the booth. I want to see it all. So I'll definitely be there. And of course, if you're not going to be at the show, it's easy to see what we're going to shoot videos on all the stuff we just talked about. And you'll be able to see it if you're watching this after the show at ravepubs.com/ISE. If you're going to be at the show, definitely, if you don't have a pass yet, just type in rave. You can use our code rave to get a free pass for the show at iseurope.org. Quentin, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And hey, have a great show, and may the force be with you.
Thank you very much. Same to you.